Saudi authorities say more than 700 have died in a stampede in the annual Muslim pilgrimage to Mecca, the Hajj.
This is less than 2 weeks after a construction crane toppled at the Grand Mosque of Mecca, killing more than 100 people. And it follows other deadly stampedes. In 1990, more than 1,400 were crushed in a tunnel. Now, many Muslims know someone in the 2 million making this annual pilgrimage. Imam Johari Abdul Malik is with the Dar al-Hijra Islamic Center right outside of Washington. He joins us now. And Imam Johari, you had congregants on the Hajj. You believe they're safe, but you haven't heard otherwise. So it must be nerve-wracking.
Well, you know, everyone goes on the pilgrimage to Mecca with the realization that in that journey, if they should pass away, their reward will be to have had a successful life. So there's always this anxiety that you may go on Hajj and not return. One of my teachers, he's there now. I'm in contact with his family. I haven't heard that he's been injured, he or his wife. But our hearts go out to all of the people who are performing Hajj. You know, the tent camp in Mina where the stampede was is a temporary camp. It's only set up for the few weeks before and after Hajj. The conditions there for the movement of people is always improving, but it's always dangerous. There is a hospital right there in that valley so that people could be treated quickly near the tunnel that goes to Aziziya.
Well, we hear what you're saying, but this idea that we have these spasms of hundreds dying at one time, it's hard for people to understand why you'd want to put yourself in a place that obviously he's just got too many people in it at this point. Now, we know that there's a debate about all the construction that's going on in part to try to enlarge the area. Some people feel, worry that it's destroying some of the religious aspects of it. But do you think more should be done to create more space?
We have many challenges with Hajj, but we know that the royal family has spent a tremendous amount of money and effort every year to try to make the pilgrimage safer. But every pilgrim goes with the awareness that even with the improved bridges, the improved tunnels, the year that I first went on Hajj, there was a tremendous fire. Now all of those tents are built with fire retardant material. Even while trying to improve the facilities, the crane that fell as just an example of just how tenuous it is. But I mean, I hate to say it, but when we have major events in this country, people wonder, is it really safe to be in crowds that large? The beauty in Hajj is that it probably won't be robbery. It won't be murder. It won't be rape. People in these crowds, Robin, will say, if someone is tense or anxious, they will say to them, patience, patience. Don't miss the reward of your Hajj by being impatient. If you lose your slipper, just keep walking, because if you stop, it could lead to a stampede.
It's really quite something. And again, you've kind of touched on it, but what compels more and more Muslims to go? What is the purpose?
The objective of Hajj, if we think, I grew up an Episcopalian with many Baptist relatives, and we have the saying in Christianity that you must be born again. And the Hajj is a born again experience. It is to have the slate of your sins wiped completely away as if you were exiting your mother's womb once again. That's the appeal. The second appeal that you may not realize is to be in a sea of humanity. It gives me hope to know that if people from every race and every language and every continent can gather and there's genocide doesn't break out, that people can live together like that for a week, there's hope for humanity. And I think that feeling is what continues to drive people to the house built on the foundation laid by Abraham and his son Ismail.
Even if, as you say, tragically, there might be just a surge that leads to a stampede. Imam Johari Abdul Malik from the Dar al-Hijra Islamic Center in Falls Church, Virginia. Thank you, and we hope that your colleague is well as well.
Indeed, indeed. And to all of your listeners, Eid Mubarak. You know, we have a wonderful Eid stamp. Go out and get one and send a letter to your friend and tell him happy Eid.
Eid or holiday. Thank you.